Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, pumpkins, and welcome to another episode of The Art of Kindness, the A-OK.
Oh, I think I just popped a vein in my neck. Hello, friends. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I'm feeling so grateful. I have a triple threat of good news to share with you all today. First of all, you probably noticed that there's a brand new sound logo ahead of the episodes saying The Broadway Podcast Network. And that's because we have officially signed with the Broadway Podcast Network. Ah! The Broadway Podcast Network is the premier digital destination for everyone who loves theater and the performing arts and everything kind of under that umbrella. I am such a huge fan of so many of their shows. So when we were in talks for signing together, I couldn't even believe it. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine when I started this podcast, that I would be signing with a network. It's like crazy. I will tell you guys more about it in the episodes to come as I learn more, but thank you so much, Broadway Network. I am just thrilled. Moving on to good news number two. There's another No Tricks, Only Treats giveaway live right now on our Instagram page at Art of Kindness Pod. Head there to win a swag box filled with Wisps snacks. You know I love Wisps. They have supported the show in the past and they are so delicious. If you love cheese, you'll love these. Did I just think of a new slogan? If you love cheese, you love it. I'm rhyming all the time. All right, good news number three. Third time is the charm. I mean, these have all been charming pieces of news, but this one's personal. It's really close to my heart. A-OKers, I'm an uncle. I have officially become an uncle. Well, not officially because it's my fiance's niece. So, I mean, once we get married, it'll be official, but it's still like official, right? My soon-to-be sister-in-law and brother-in-law, Courtney and Chris, they're not brother and sister. They're just, oh my gosh, that sounds so crazy. Ah! You know what I mean? They're husband and wife. They're my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law. Well, they will be once I get married. I am a hot mess express today. Not even hot. I am kind of hot right now because I'm wearing a flannel. Woo! Okay, now that I've collected myself, I'm clearly just way too excited to be talking right now. Courtney and Chris had a baby girl. Her name is Harper Gray. She is so beautiful and healthy, and I feel incredibly grateful just to have this bundle of joy in my life. Needless to say, it's a really exciting time. I can't stop smiling. My cheeks hurt so much from smiling, if you could only see me now. I hope you guys are having a wonderful time too, and that there's so much good news in your life to celebrate. As you know, we always keep the conversation centered on kindness, hence the title. But today's episode is going to be a little different. We received the thrilling opportunity to interview the one and the only Kiernan Shipka. My apartment neighbors are definitely so over me. I'm sorry. Kiernan was doing a mini press tour for her very exciting new project, a podcast movie. Yeah, you heard that correctly. A feature film podcast extravaganza situation. Well, not feature film because it's not a film, but it's like a podcast movie. Anyway, you'll see. Do you want to tell them what the project is, Ghost Host?
Well, it would be my absolute pleasure to do so.
Kiernan is starring in an all-new podcast movie. That's right. You heard correctly.
Whoa, wait a second. I just said that.
Well, that doesn't make it any less true, now does it?
Why don't we just play the trailer? I feel like that's a lot easier.
Fine. Igor, roll the tape.
My name is Kiernan Shipka. I play the role of Allie in the new podcast, Treat, a new movie-length podcast from C13 Features.
And I'll use you as a warning sign.
This is Dry Creek, Massachusetts. It's the day before Halloween, so, you know, autumn leaves everywhere, jack-o'-lanterns on every doorstep. It's like a goddamn Norman Rockwell painting. But like everything sweet, there was rot hiding underneath.
There's something coming to Allie West's not-so-perfect little town.
What the hell is that?
It was a bus. As it rattled by, rows of what looked like children turned their heads and stared at us. Their eyes were like dark holes pushed into clay.
Every place has its secrets.
Did you ever tell anyone that we were the ones that got that letter this time?
No, I didn't even tell anybody you're still alive.
The people of Dry Creek call theirs the Piper.
Oh my God, it's the bus. It's out front.
Just get away from the window.
Their eyes are empty. They don't have any eyes.
Deborah, don't open the door. Don't open the door.
These things, they're not kids. They're from him.
From C13 Features, a new kind of listening experience.
Oh my God, Allie, you just need to take Robbie and find a safe place, okay?
It's too late for that, Dad. It's way too late.
Kiernan Shipka in Treat.
We have to hide. There's nowhere left to hide.
Treat, a podcast movie from C13 Features, a Cadence 13 studio. You can experience Treat, releasing everywhere on October 25th for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. Grab some popcorn and enjoy the show.
Oh, you know I will. I'm popping some corn right now. Creepy, right? And that trailer song, it's kind of a bop. And darling, you in the morning light. I don't know what the words are. I could have just rewound it to listen, but I didn't. I had the pleasure of listening to Treat in advance to prep for our chat with Kiernan today. And peeps, it is a treat. It paints such a distinct picture that you feel like you're seeing a movie. But even better, the 360 sound immerses you into the world. I listened to it while on a walk, and I had to turn around several times to check that no one was walking behind me. And in the rare case where there were people walking behind me that were just on a walk, they definitely thought I was not okay. Anyway, if you're looking for something spooky to listen to this Halloween, I cannot recommend it enough. Kiernan is, of course, fantastic in the project. I first became a fan of hers watching her on Netflix's spooky series, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, in which she played the title role of Sabrina Spellman. You'll also know her as Sally Draper from all 7 seasons of the hit show Mad Men, for which her and her castmates won Screen Actors Guild Awards in 2009 and 2010 for outstanding performance by an ensemble in a drama series. As I've already mentioned, and I also tell her, I am a fan of Kiernan's, so I did geek out a little bit and I was nervous to talk to her. I think also because the question structure was different, you know, I wasn't focusing on kindness and what I usually talk about. So I'm sorry if I'm a complete, you know, jitterbug case in this interview, but it was awesome to chat with her, and I hope you guys all tune in to Treat, streaming now. Without further ado, please welcome Kiernan Shipka. Hi, Kiernan.
Hi.
I am so excited to talk to you today. Like I already told you, I'm such a huge fan of your work. And honestly, I'm still feeling a little spooky after listening to Treat. I loved every second so much. And it honestly lived up to the movie podcast name. I mean, the picture that you guys paint is so distinct. I would first love to know, what was it about the story that made you want to sign on?
Well, it was a story that I thought was
well done and thrilling and such an homage to so many classic horror films whilst also being original at the same time. At the heart of it was a really lovable, really interesting protagonist in Allie. And I thought that a narrative podcast audio experience was just this really cool concept that as an artist excited me a lot because I felt like this would land in people's homes and workplaces and drives and walks in a way that other mediums can't. And I thought that that was really a cool concept. And I also thought that a story that's already scary is 10 times scarier if you can't see it.
And, that's true.
And I thought that this kind of script and this kind of story was really conducive to the medium in which it was going to be told. And overall, just every point was a selling point, you know, like everything about it seemed fun and cool. And obviously I like scary things, spooky things. So it was great.
Oh yeah. And I mean, you made a great choice. And it is so immersive. I mean, I was listening to it while I was walking and I was looking behind me because I was hearing leaves crunching and people in cars. So it's just so cool. And you're at the center of it, but then opposite you is this villain, the Piper.
Yeah.
A star villain is so hard to create. Like, that's why I wear this flannel. Did you feel spooked while listening to the story with him and everything once it was finalized?
Actually, he recorded after me, so I had no Piper to even listen to, which was really interesting. It was a very insular experience doing this. I felt like it was a new sort of set of challenges that I faced as an actor, but it was also, I think, what made the project really rewarding and made being the character really rewarding is that it forced me to dive really, really, really deep into Allie's own world and mind and emotion and my own imagination. Mm-hmm. And it sort of made me create this world because nothing really is handed to you in such a setting. And I left feeling like a better artist, I think, and more imaginative because I sort of had to expand my brain space even more so.
Yeah. I mean, just using that one instrument, your voice, that it must have been such a different challenge. But you guys nailed it, like I said.
Thank you. Yeah, it was challenging, but the good kind.
Yeah. And how did you amp up for those scenes, you know, when you're recording by yourself?
Well, what was really helpful is that we recorded most of it chronologically, which is another advantage of knocking out all of your work in a booth in 5 days versus filming in locations and dealing with all that kind of stuff. Mm. So I kind of got to go on Allie's journey as written, which is very helpful. So any sort of scene that was like crazy and big, I felt like I had already done the lead up to in many ways by being with her all along. And then obviously, like, you go to places in your mind for certain things and you go to other places in your mind for other certain things. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's you in a booth and you can kind of go as deep as you want and get as loud as you want and move around within the, you know, parameters. There is something sort of freeing, I think, if you look at it from a certain perspective, when really all that's resonating with other people is your voice, but you can still use your whole body and your whole imagination. Like, it's not like it was just limited to voice. It's just, that's the only thing that people hear.
That's so true. Well, I love what you did with Allie. And because of the given circumstances, you know, she's kind of forced to step into this adult role, even though she's only a teen. They're obviously very different circumstances, but just having, you know, loved your career and followed you, I was wondering if you connected at all on a personal level since you started acting professionally at such a young age. And I'm sure that is, in its own way, you know, you kind of have to not grow up quicker, but certainly mature.
Oh, certainly. I think that it's funny, a common thread in a lot of characters I play is that they had to grow up quickly. And I don't necessarily know if that's because I also feel like I had to be more of an adult at a young age. But that's definitely something that resonates with me always in a character, is what makes them grow up and what matures them and what makes them sort of look at the world in a way that maybe everyone else doesn't, because they have this unique thing. And I always want to relate to the characters, even if it's on a really like loose conceptual sort of broad level, I still want to have some sort of common thread. And I definitely felt that with Allie.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, a lot of us can relate to that as audience members. Sure. Another thing I found so cool, and I think is kind of the stamp of approval for me with a horror movie or podcast, as we're talking about now, is that they have a deeper meaning kind of pulsing through them. And this one just, it's a seemingly perfect town with this rot underneath. And I kind of found it was like an allegory for social media today and a lot of other stuff.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, I think that with anything, you want there to be layers and you want there to be nuance and you want people to take away different things. And I think sometimes a simple sort of setup of picture perfect town, not so picture perfect, is just like such a perfect way of talking about kind of how we all operate and how I think we're going to be for a really long time and navigating that and figuring it out. And there's evils everywhere and there are pipers everywhere in certain ways. And I think that, you know, telling a story that can sort of also be a symbol for something else and resonant is very important. Even if people don't realize it, like the themes just kind of feeling familiar, I think is a good thing.
Mm, totally. And especially after this year with the pandemic, the 10 years later, the curse and the way people go back to normal, how they're doing that now. Wow.
It's
wow.
A crazy time.
I also couldn't help but wonder, and I was like, this would be so much easier if Sabrina were here, because I feel like she would have just wiped that Piper out.
She could have, she was just boom, right? We wouldn't have a podcast.
No, which would have been unfortunate. So it's kind of good she wasn't there.
5-minute episode. We'd have a TikTok.
Yeah, look at that. Maybe. It would go viral, honestly, so.
Could be, yeah, we could do it.
I found the medium to be so cool, as we've been saying. And it made me wonder too, what movie, if you could pick one, would you want to see as a podcast movie?
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's so many good ones. I actually, you know what? It's a television show, but it's on my mind right now because it's on everyone's mind. I actually think Succession would be really funny just listening to it.
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing it, but I do think that there's something, I mean, the dialogue, it's like such a, I think it's like the best, like, it's like such an amazingly written show that you almost like forget how amazingly written it is because the performances are the most amazingly performed performances. So I think it's just kind of like, and you're watching it all. And I think just like listening to it would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just close my eyes next week while I'm watching the session and see if it works.
I think you should try it, right? I mean, it's like the dialogue is so rich.
I can't do that. I want to see them.
Yeah, that would be a little bit of a tease.
Yeah.
Well, I know I don't have much time left. So before we just wrap this up, I just want to say maybe we should take a bet, because I feel like you guys are going to get so many positive reviews. And I'm just wondering, how many do you think are going to say treat was a treat?
I think, you know, with anything, you're going to have some people that think treat's not a treat because that's how life goes. But I would hope that we get the majority of people thinking that treat was a treat, or treat was interesting, or treat is something that they want to talk about, or that resonated, or that they want to come back to or revisit next Halloween. I think that I hope that's the overall response.
I think you're going to get it.
I love your optimism, and I hope so too.
And now it's time for your kindness tip of the week. And we're back. So the moral of the story today is, if you're looking for a spooky listen, stream Treat. Now back to kindness. Without giving too much away, Treat touches on bullying and how treating others poorly has a negative chain reaction. I encourage you all to both treat others with kindness and to be an upstander. We're taught this as kids, right? Don't be a bystander. But as life goes on and things get more complicated, we can forget to lead with kindness. So try to make a conscious effort to stick up for what's right. If you know someone that's being bullied, or, and I hope this isn't the case, are being bullied yourself, there are resources out there for you. StopBullying.gov is a recent one that I've come across. Also, please be aware, and you probably know this already, but bullies tend to become bullies because they were bullied themselves. It tends to be all about their issues and not about the person they're picking on at all. If you have your own kindness tips to share, please at me on Instagram at @artofkindnesspod or at @robpeterpaul, and let me know what you want to hear on the show. I'm wishing you all a spooktacular Halloween, and never fear, I'll be back with some surprise treats before you know it. Until next time, remember, everything's gonna be A-OK.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.